السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with Surah Sabah, chapter number 34 and verses number 22 to verse number 30. Let us recap our previous lesson. This surah chapter is called Surah Sabah. So where is Sabah? Sabah is in Yemen. And nowadays, remember, there's a famous place there called Sana'a, the capital. And then 2-3 days journey away from there. In the olden days, obviously nowadays it'll be much quicker. So there's a place called Ma'arib. And there there's a big dam and so forth and so on. So that is where these people were situated. So Almighty Allah states that Allah Ta'ala gave these people gardens. Almighty Allah gave them fruits, flora, fauna, vegetation. Everything what they could desire basically, what other people would relish and cherish they had. بَلَّةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. And the city itself was pure, good and pure. And Allah Jalla Wala is of forgiving. But they had to make shukr and be grateful and thankful. But instead of that, majority of them turned away. Almighty Allah sent the punishment and chastisement. The floods came. Sayl al-Arim. Arim means al-mataru shadid. So the floods came, the tsunami came. And then we changed for them, instead of the wonderful crops and harvests and fruits and so forth, now the wate ukulin khamtin. So now they had the bitter yield and fruit and so forth. Wa athlim wa shay'im min sidrin qaleel. So the wate ukulin khamtiu wa athliu wa shay'im min sidrin qaleel. So khamtin will be the butter, or athlin, the bush, and you know, instead of the wide, the beautiful, refined gardens and lush and plush, and just was shayin and little bit of the lout tree. So everything turned out to be a disaster. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. This is the punishment we gave them, Almighty Allah, stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty, because of their kufr and disbelief. Today we wonder why things are going negative. See how many sins daily we are committing. And then instead of making tawbah and repenting, we try and justify it. That's another crime. And sometimes people do that, they go right out of the fold of Islam, Allah forbid. Not in all cases, some cases. Allah Ta'ala made for them pit stops. Like, you know, you want to go from here to Durban, Johannesburg. So you want to stop at the Altra, you want to stop here, all that. So because it's 5, 6, 7 hours journey, depending how many salats and all that you're going to stop, how many children you have with you, and a lot of stories. So that you can stop here, stop there, so many places. So they said no, and Allah Ta'ala gave them a safe passage. Daytime, nighttime, siru fiha layaliya wa ayyaman abidin. So aminin, they could travel safe and sound, daytime or nighttime. They said, we don't want all this near, make it far. Now that is kufran and ni'mat. To be ungrateful, unthankful. So Almighty Allah made them a haditha. people will talk of them till day of Qiyamah, because now it is enshrined in the noble Quran. So remember that they will become the talking point till the day of justice. And as far as their arrogance and their ignorance and all that pride and haughtiness went, وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ, and we crushed them to pieces and totally annihilated, obliterated them. See, today this is what's happening. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِإِبْلِيسُ ذَنَّهُ. Indeed, the Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, he confirmed for them his opinion, his theory, his vaccines, his political system, democracy, capitalism, all these things, secularism and Zionism. فَاتَّبَعُوهُ, and they followed it immaculately. They said, this is the right way. إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, except those people, a small group of the believers, they rejected it. So that is always, look and search for the truth. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the minority, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, very few of my servants are very, very grateful, thankful. So therefore, we need to be not like a herd mentality, just follow the sheep and carry on. Today's lesson, chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verse number 22 to verse number 30. Almighty Allah is challenging humanity, all those who are non-Muslim, sane and mature. قُلْ اِدْءُ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. You address them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and inform them. Call those people, call those deities, those semi-gods, demigods, زَعَمْتُمْ, which you consider, which you fancy, مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Almighty Allah. All those you are worshipping, all those you venerating them, you and bowing down to them, and so forth. لا يملكون مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض. Those deities, those demigods, semigods, idols, nor today, nor tomorrow, never in the future, will they possess مثقال ذرة, the weight of an atom also they will not possess, في السماوات ولا في الأرض, nor in the celestial creation, nor in the terrestrial creation, nor in the heavens and skies, nor in the land and sand. So nowhere in the universe will they possess even equivalent to a weight of an atom, meaning nothing, absolutely zero, zilch they own. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِيهِمَا مِنْ شِرْكٍ, and for them, these deities, the men you are worshipping, women you are worshipping, idols you are worshipping, whatever you are worshipping, فِيهِمَا, and there is not for them in the heavens and in the skies, nor on the land, sand and on the earth, مِنْ شِرْكٍ, that any partnership, no partnership with Almighty Allah, لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, who is Almighty Allah. We must teach all these lessons to our students and our children, grandchildren. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, he is one alone and unique. He has absolutely no partner, no associate. That is how we reinforce Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, authority, sovereignty into the hearts of the children and people. Then the azmat and majesty and grandeur of Almighty Allah will enter the inner recesses of the hearts. So they don't have possess anything, and nor are they partners in anything. وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ, and none of them from these deities, none of them are the helpers and assistants of Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. See, Allah, Allah Ta'ala debunking, refuting all the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, those who believe in the plurality of gods and deities, Allah Ta'ala rejecting all of them. Therefore we say, we don't believe and don't accept, we reject totally Cape Accord, Amman Accord, Abrahamic Accord, and the deal of the century, Safaqatu Qarnin, they call in Arabic. All that, we must take it, throw it away in the paper bin, and say we don't agree with all this. It's not worth the paper on what is written. That is Deenul Islam. that we believe in wahdahu la sharika lahu. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. But there are many other articles of faith also we have to believe in. All the angels, all the books, the divine scriptures, and in destiny, good, bad, happy, sad, comes from Almighty Allah, life after death. So all this and many others, remember, are articles of faith. Now what about shafa'ah, intercession? We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe there will be intercession, but by who? By certain people only. The greatest will be a shafa'atul kubra. The greatest intercession and interceder will be Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, rahmatulil alameen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, always remember this Quranic verse and this hadith, and join the two and combine it, and then you will understand better. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying. Oh, Jibreel alayhi salam, go and ask the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying? Wa huwa a'lam, Allah knows everything. But Allah wants that it must be told to Jibreel, and then it will be recorded and preserved for humanity and posterity. Ma yubkika, why are you crying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ummati, ummati, I'm worried about my people, my international community, the latter generations. So Almighty Allah, then Jibreel came to give report. Allah said, take this verse and place in the heart Mubarak of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa la sawfa yu'tika rabbuk, and soon your Allah, sawfa, soon in the future, and seen, sayakulu sufaha, so that will be in the near future. So nevertheless, soon the Allah will grant you, give you so much, fatarda, and you will be well pleased, you will be happy. So how will that happen? Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my intercession will take place for those people of my ummah and my international followers who were the ones who tried to imitate me, emulate me, but in that they committed major sins also. So major sins, so I will intercede for them. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam were going to sajda, praise Allah jalla wala, like Allah was never praised before. Allah jalla wala's mercy comes and says, sal tu uta, ask, you will be given. Ishfa tu shafa. Open Muslim Sharif, you will find the lengthy hadith there. So the hadith of shafa'a and so forth. So that is now the elaboration. Then the ulama who are Rabbani, Haqqani, not every alim. Then the Hafiz who's practicing on Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. The Hujjaj who perform the Hajj. So like that, all of them will intercede inshaAllah. So Almighty Allah poses the question. وَلَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاةُ إِنْدَهُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ. No one's intercession will benefit people, non-Muslims and so forth. By Almighty Allah, illa liman adhin Allah, except for whom He, Almighty Allah, grants permission. Now understand these verses here that are coming. Hatta, so much so. Idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim, when the terror and horror is removed from their hearts. People, Anbiya, prophets will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, Nafsi. So who are these people? The Torah, the terror and horror will be removed from their hearts. These are the Shufa'a, those people who are the Shafi, who are going to intercede. So from their hearts, it will be removed. So whether it is the prophets and messengers, whether it is the true ulama, the true imams and so forth, Hujjaj and others, obviously. So those who got permission, so now the horror, terror is removed from their hearts. So an qulubihim qalu madha qala rabbukum. For whom they are going to intercede? This is what they say. So say, for example, I'm going to intercede for my family, so the horror, terror will be removed from me. And now my family will say, qalu madha qala rabbukum. What did your sustainer, nourisher, provider say? So those are the mashfulahu, the people for whom the intercession will take place. قَالُوا الْحَقِّ The shufa'a, the people who will intercede, will say, Allah spoke the truth. That whatever Allah said is the truth. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ He is exalted and mighty, very, very big. So everything of Almighty Allah is mubalagha, hyperbole, intensive form. قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Who is sustaining you, nourishing you, providing you from the skies, from the air, firmaments and the celestial creation, and وَالْأَرْضِ and from the land and sand. So all the rain is coming from where? So from the skies, from the clouds. And وَالْأَرْضِ all the fruit, all the food, all the grain, all that. So from the land and sand, so Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُ وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ And remember this, that it's only Allah. Then we, the Muslims, أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ or you, the non-Muslims, who are sane and mature, لَعَلَى هُدًى So وَإِنَّا is connected to عَلَى هُدًى So we are on the right path, guided by Almighty Allah. And you, Iyakum, so you, the opposite party, oh, fi dhalalim mubin, or in manifest error, you've gone totally astray, dwallu wa adwallu. Now, today people say, sometimes people embrace Islam, and then they become very, very emotional. And they say that, what about my father, mother, because they died as non-Muslim. Then they'll come to people like me and you who are born Muslim and say, tomorrow on the day of justice, Allah Ta'ala is going to punish you. So we ask them, why you say that? So they say, why didn't you come to my father, mother, to my family members? They died as kuffar, mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, or as kuffar, rejecting the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. So that whole argument is null and void. Why is it null and void? Look at this verse. Qul, you say, Ya Rasulallah, Habibana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La tus'aluna amma ajramna. That you Muslims, you will not be asked, amma ajramna. So remember that you non-Muslims will not be asked. Remember amma ajramna, what we committed. Remember the sins. And wala nus'alu amma ta'malun. And we will be not questioned, the Muslims, of what you did. So meaning both parties. The non-Muslims will not be questioned regarding the Muslims. And the Muslims will not be questioned regarding the non-Muslims. Every person who's sane and mature, Allah gave him or her that intelligence, intellect, that they could recognize the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. Today there's so much propaganda, Islamophobia and so forth. Which person today in the 7 billion plus people can say he or she never ever heard about Islam? So remember, when we pray at the airports, when we pray on the planes, all that is the awad itself. So they know what is happening, they can't plead ignorance. قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ So say, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not be questioned, the non-Muslims. أَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا What crimes we committed. وَلَا نُسْأَلُ And we Muslims will not be questioned. أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ What you did. قُلْ Say, Ya Rasulallah, حَبِيبَنَا sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا Almighty Allah will assemble and gather and congregate all of us on the day of Yawm al-Jama'i, the day of assembly. Yawm al-Hisab, the day of reckoning. Yawm al-Deen, the day of justice. Yawm al-Taghabun, the day some people will fare. And remember, much superior than the other people. Some will be successful, some will be failure. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ One group enters into paradise and the other group, they enter into Jahannam. So all this is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran. So what will happen? Summa yaftahu baynana bilhaq. Almighty Allah will assemble us and then pass the final verdict. Allah is Fattah. See the next verse, it's got next sentence. Fattah. Allah is the Hakim. Allah is the Qadi. Allah is the best judge, the greatest judge for all time, all places. Thumma yaftahu baynana bilhaq. Thereafter, Almighty Allah will pass the verdict amongst us truthfully. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. So you see, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam is to make dua and say, Ya Allah, you pass the verdict baynana wa bayn al-qawm al-mufsideen or bayn al-qawm al-fasiqeen. And words like that you will find in the Quran Sharif. See, if you look at the Quran, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam story is mentioned in various places in the Noble Quran. And what do we find? We say that he's begging Almighty Allah. And he says, see the Quran Sharif, what it says, that he, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, is Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. And then he's telling his people that, رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ. Oh Allah, that you pass the final decisive verdict between us and between our people, بِالْحَقِّ truthfully. No favoring, no injustice, whatever. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. And Ya Allah, you are the best of judges. Chapter number 7, Surah A'raf, verse number 89. What a beautiful answer. And remember, lesson for us. So that is what this is happening. وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ. That He, Almighty Allah, is the best of judges and all-knowing, His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden from Almighty Allah, جَلَّ وَلَا. قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You inform them, أَرُونِيَ الَّذِينَ. Show me those, أَلْحَقْتُمْ بِهِ. Those you joined with Him, you combined them, the deities, idols with Him, Almighty Allah. Shuraka as partners, kalla, never ever. He never ever had partners. He does not have partners. Never will he have partners. Qul huwa Allah wahad. Say he is one alone and unique and totally independent. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. Allahu samad. Chapter 112 and verses 1 and 2. So we need to be clear on all these issues. بَلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That He is gone, remember, Aziz. That Almighty Allah states that Allah is very, very powerful. Nay, Allah is very, very powerful and Al-Hakim, very, very wise. هُوَ اللَّهُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. The one who is very, very powerful and very, very wise. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but for the entire human race. Kafatul linnas. Inni Rasulullahi ilaykum jamia. We have sent you to every one of the human being and the jinn and all. So therefore Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Nabi for insan, human beings, and for jinn. And open Tirmidhi you will find Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to teach the jinnat, and then the master alayhi salatu salam. So remember, for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu made a circle and said, stay in the circle, don't come out from here. That was on the night of Laylatul Jinn. Illa kafatal linnas. So we made you, Ya Rasulullah, the messenger, the prophet for all times, all places, the entire human race. Bashirau wa nadhira. As one who brings the glad tidings, liman amana bihi, who believes in Almighty Allah and all the articles of faith, wa nadhira. And as a warner with love and compassion for those, liman kafara, for those who are the non-Muslims and so forth, so you will warn them with love. Walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun. But majority of the people, they don't know, they don't want to know. Remember that. Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam, I told you about him just now. Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. But what the Quran says, they, his people would say, Ma nafqahu kathiran mimma taqool, that we don't understand majority of the things that you are speaking. It's not they don't understand, they don't want to understand. Big difference between the two. So remember, you put qawwali, all that, then they're shaking their head and tapping their feet and making money and throwing the money, tamasha dek, paisa fake, and all that, so that they understand. But give a lecture in Urdu, they'll say, we don't understand. It's not they don't understand, they don't want to understand. That is the problem. See here what they said. Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 91. Qalu ya Shu'aybu, ma nafqahu kathiran mimma taqul. We don't understand what majority of things you are saying. It's not don't understand, they don't want to understand. Chapter 11, verse 91. Chapter 11, verse 1, verse 91. So that is verse 91 is the correct reference. So yeah, Almighty Allah is telling us, وَيَقُولُونَ, and the non-Muslims will ask, مَتَا هَذَا الْوَعَدُ, when is all this promise, this promises and that going to reach fruition and become a reality? وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَا هَذَا الْوَعَدُ, so when will this year become, this promise will become true? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful. قُلْ, so you address them, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Almighty Allah will let it become a reality. لَكُمْ مِعَادُ, that for you there is an appointed time. And I told you that, remember, Almighty Allah will let appointed time come. لَا تَعْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَى, it will be suddenly. So قُلْ لَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمِ لَا تَسْتَخِرُونَ, so on that day, the day of justice, that لَا تَسْتَخِرُونُ أَنْهُ, you will not be able to delay it for a moment. And وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, you will not be able to bring it forward also. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us in this world and on the day of justice. Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Ya Allah, do not let us get disgrace on the day of justice. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.